KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com, and this is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, believe it or not, I'm walking on air another week, another wave of reboot announcements. Now, of course, TV's already flush with continuations of shows that we loved back in the day. Will and Grace doing pretty well in its return. Roseanne is about to return on ABC. You're seeing a lot of ads for that right now. Fuller House, the continuation of Full House, just picked up for a fourth season, believe it or not. And earlier we saw the returns of both Twin Peaks and Gilmore Girls. But that's not it. Coming up next, 13 episodes of a Murphy Brown revival coming next season on CBS. And that's just the beginning, right?
Right. And you know, this is sort of a newer trend, which follows on something TV's been doing forever, but is doing a lot of right now, which is straight old reboots, which is taking an old show and just sort of pretending the first show never existed and redoing it. We see that in feature films all the time, where there's like every 3 years, Spider-Man story has to be reinvented. And we have to forget that. Same thing with Batman. Well, now we've got coming up on CBS last week, they said that they're going to be doing pilots. They may not get to series, but pilots for new versions of Cagney and Lacey and Magnum P.I. with completely new actors playing the same roles and the same origin stories. We've seen Netflix have success with One Day at a Time, which is based on the original show, but not really the same show at all. And in total, it's just basically a whole bunch of yesterday's news is today's next hits.
Yeah, and you mentioned CBS. Of course, they've had success for a while now with their Hawaii Five-0 reboot, whole new cast. And then more recently, they brought back MacGyver, which seems to be working out pretty well for them too. So their Friday night suddenly is looking a lot like classic TV theater. And actually, Joe, I tweeted and I got a lot of retweets the other week for saying that it almost feels like this is network television saying farewell, like this is their best of now. Let's go out with a bang and do our greatest hits before we just go away for good.
You know, I think there absolutely is some playing to nostalgia value. And networks, to me, the way I see it, though, is it's network TV doing what network TV does well. It does stuff that is sort of feel good, sort of warm and fuzzy, lean back and just enjoy the television. And that's what this trend sort of speaks to. Formats that are time-tested and well-proven. I am not, you know, a critic of this trend. You know, there are a lot of people who sort of, whenever they hear this, say that, oh my God, network TV officially out of ideas. And to some degree, that's true. Network TV is not the place where you go for cutting edge original thought these days, for the most part. But that doesn't make it a bad thing. I think, you know, in the case of, you know, and there are two different trends going on here. In the case of continuations, like Murphy Brown or Roseanne or Will and Grace, why not? You know,
yeah,
television is all about people you know and love and
see
characters.
Old friends, yeah.
Right. So what's wrong with after a 15, 20-year break going back and doing a reunion? It's what people do with high school friends, right? You may not go and talk to people for 15, 20 years, but it's always good to check back in. And to me, that's exactly what television is doing.
And Joe,
checking back in on people we know.
We kind of forget that, you know, TV has always done this. When you and I were growing up in the 80s, mm-hmm. there was all that 50s nostalgia. Remember, there was the new Leave It to Beaver. And there was constantly TV movies that reunited the casts of the Munsters and different shows. I don't know why the Munsters was one that came to mind. But yeah, The Brady Bunch every few years kept coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, and so this is as you said, this is Gen X sort of finally getting its due as well.
It's our time, Joe. It's our time, finally.
Yeah, the millennials are fighting back. They already want nostalgia, which is like, no, get in line. We have nostalgia first. And I think, you know, the good news is too about this is in the past, it's perhaps true that especially when broadcast TV did it, it was taking away oxygen from, you know, other potential new ideas and making sure that some newer stuff didn't get a chance. But let's face it, in the era of peak TV, if there's a good idea, it's going to be made by somebody, right? It's whether it's YouTube or Facebook or Snapchat or Apple or Netflix or Amazon. Good ideas will have a home in television. So there's nothing wrong with television also playing in this sort of space as well. I think it's a good trend.
Yeah, yeah. If anything, it's just nostalgia is much more sped up these days. I mean, they're already talking about an Office revival, and that show barely went off the air. Same with Charmed, same with you know some other shows that are already making a comeback when we barely had a chance to say goodbye.
I'm not ready for the American Idol reboot, and I'm predicting right now it's not going to be a big hit. So you're right. There are some limits to nostalgia. There should at least be a 10-year rule in between reboots.
There you go. Straight fire from Joe. 10 years. That's the limit for nostalgia. Well, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.